Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Time to talk to our buddy Joe Ostrowski. He joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing this morning?
We are shot out of a cannon. I'm very excited about the, well, many things. I mean, I'm excited that the Bears coaching search is over. Oh, wait a minute. No. Someday. What are the odds on
maybe,
that?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. There was a big movement yesterday. A couple weeks ago, we mentioned that Cliff Kingsbury was the favorite there. And then I look yesterday. Okay, Ben Johnson, he's been the favorite for a little while. He was the odds-on favorite. Yesterday afternoon, it was minus 125. Then you look a few hours later, big movement. Minus 250. Ben Johnson to be the Bears head coach. Of all the openings, that is the biggest favorite. You remember last week at this time, Vrabel was the biggest favorite of any job. No surprise that that ends up going down this week. But I find that to be interesting. My guess would be a lot of what you guys have discussed this morning, that the longer this drags out and the odd names that seem to be showing up via Zoom or at Hallis Hall, it's like, okay, maybe they're just wasting their time until they get the opportunity to hire the guy that they really want, whether it's Ben Johnson or maybe the guy playing Ben Johnson this week, Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, it won't be Marcus Freeman because he's busy getting ready to beat Ohio State. But if he does, what do people are saying about Notre Dame, Ohio State?
Here we go. The point spread, I know Dustin was very upset about this, opened very high, but there has been Notre Dame support. It opened at 9.5 once we got that matchup on Friday night, but it's come down a little bit. 8 over at Circa, 8.5 over at BetMGM. So, yeah, I mean, there is that blowout factor that is concerning, but, you know, you look at this Notre Dame defense, it is hard to imagine that. What I wonder is, are they going to play man-to-man like they have all year, as much as they have, because Ohio State has smoked teams that have decided to go that way against them. And, you know, Jeremiah Smith didn't do much on Friday night, but he certainly has that possibility. So, yeah, people are betting on Notre Dame. They had a great path to get here. Everything's gone right, even though they're down, what, 6 starters at this point? Ohio State down a couple of starters as well. But expect it to be a lower scoring game with these two defenses. Still over a touchdown. Seems like a lot to me, guys. I'll be taking the points.
Really? That's good to hear. Yeah, it's a lot of points, Joe. And I think that when we look at it, there are people that are offended by it, which I think is ridiculous. there's always an opportunity. Tell us about the trend with the Blackhawks. They've lost 9 of 11. Is there a way to make money on that?
Yeah, a hockey better I know, score listener, Alex Smith, pointed this out to me yesterday, and I was surprised to see that. Went back, I'm like, oh, wow, there's a way that can make some Blackhawks happy, I guess. If you look at the last 11 games, there has been one bet that is hit in every single game. We're going back to December 21st, guys. And you don't have to stay up late for this one. First period over. The first period total in games is typically set at 1.5 goals. And in the last 11 Blackhawks games, it has gone over in each and every one of them. Hmm. Sometimes bad defense, sometimes the offense shows up. But there's been at least 2 goals scored in that first period in their last 11.
That's incredible.
That is something else. Joe, we've only got a minute left. NFL playoffs. Can the Commanders go into Detroit? Is that a smart bet? Any other underdogs?
Is that a 10? Holy God.
Yeah, I see 9.5. A crazy high total, too, guys. 55.5 points for a playoff game. This is coming off the wild card weekend in which we saw only one over hit. and I probably shouldn't have. It was a Houston game where you had pick sixes just to get it over the total. But yeah, a crazy high total, very high number there. The Commanders getting a little support, but the Lions are always super popular. You know those Lions wagers are going to come in. The one thing that really stands out, well, a couple. The Bills are now an underdog at home. The Ravens have gotten so much support. They've been so impressive with the run game. And you have to remember way back when, I believe it was week four, Ravens dominated the Bills. Bills defense trending down a little bit. Not so much talking about the Broncos game, just the second half of the year. And the Ravens defense is ascending. So people really buying into that. It went from the Bills as the favorite to now the Ravens the favorite. And also the Chiefs line. The Chiefs are favored by 8.5 over the Texans. Mm. When Mahomes is favored by 7 or more this year, 0-5-1 against the spread in his career, covers only 41% of the time.
Wow.
They win, but they don't cover those big numbers.
Wow, that's huge. That's good stuff. The Commanders Lions game, 55, is that right? 56? What is it?
Yeah, 55.5 seeing right now. It was 56. Crazy guy.
Crazy high. Yep. Great stuff, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, fellas.
That is Joe Ostrowski, BetQL. And we've got a long way to go. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the score.